60.
Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Close.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which this country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate pricing, gouging and greed, and the COVID pandemic?
Big business and the pandemic.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of the Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. And the first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10, how important it is.
10.
Thank you. The next one is protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10, how important it is.
That's definitely a 10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable from 0 to 10. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected from 0 to 10.
As long as you're a citizen, 10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
10, because we're like the dumbest nation in the world.
I understand. And making
sure. Focus on education the way we should. Go ahead.
I understand, sir. The next one is making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
Making sure who?
Corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve with some concerns.
Okay, and would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, when 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
How do I feel about him?
Yes.
You say
it? Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. What about Marianne Williamson?
Do you know where she's at? What state she's in?
No, sir. I just have the scripted question.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
70.
Thank you. Black Pack.
Who?
The Black Pack. Black P-A-C.
Black Pack?
Black, and the next word is P-A-C. Pack.
Black Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it?
No, unless I don't know what you're saying. Black Back?
No. P as in Papa, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie. Black Pack.
Black Pack. No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay. What about MAGA Republicans?
Nope. Neutral, 20.
20. And the last one, Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. Name sounds familiar, but I don't know. So that's neutral. Haven't heard of.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Neither. None.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden. I only got one more minute. I'm at work.
And is there any way that we can call you back later so we can complete the survey?
No, because I work from 7 in the morning to 30, 8 o'clock at night, so I know I will not want to answer any survey.
Okay, I understand, but thank you so much for your kindness helping me with the question. I can continue quickly as I can, sir.
Well,
okay, now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. I will read two statements, and please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on security and the rights of the African American community. And statement B, other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which statement do you agree with more? Statement A or B?
You might have to repeat it again. I'm sorry, man. I got a lot of radio traffic. So,
something
about the...
Yeah.
One more.
Statement A says, some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African-American community. And statement B says, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which statement do you agree with more?
I guess the third one, the second one.
Thank you so much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say a lot, some, only a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about the President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Pretty much neutral. It's not more or less. I don't know.
Would you say somewhat more or somewhat less?
Well, somewhat more than.
Okay. I will read you some statements. Please tell me how important an accomplishment is that to you. And this is about Joe Biden accomplishments. The first one says, provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. That is a very important or not important accomplishment.
That's important.
Thank you.
That's important.
Okay. Made the largest investments in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday America's expanded broadband to low-income communities. Is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Oh, that's important.
Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
What did you say? Say it one more time.
Yeah. Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
Oh, very important.
Thank you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history.
Very important.
Thank you so much, sir. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly?
Would I say what?
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve based on the stuff that you addressed.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the 2024 election. From 0 to 10, please tell me if it's a convincing reason or not. And the first one says, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as a Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focuses on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'll be our check on MAGA Republicans and the radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing that is the reason to vote in the 2024 elections?
There.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinion. Let me ask you one more time. How you can rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election from 0 to 10, how motivated you are?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. What stood out you most from the arguments you just heard? What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Okay, let me repeat that. Yep. What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard, sir?
I don't know. You said a lot of questions. You said you only had a few, so you said quite a bit.
I understand.
Reflection and making the right choice.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep.
I'm going to read you a list of ways to some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign recent.
I have to go. I've been talking to you for 15 minutes, and I got to get something taken care of.
I understand. We're almost done, sir. If you can probably complete it.
If I'm 5 more minutes, I'm not going to be happy. I thought this was going to be a short thing, so have to just put me in having a golf because I got a golf.
Have a great day, dancer. Bye.